The Desert Healthcare District and Foundation presents a podcast that supports your health and wellness where you live. This is Healthy Desert, Healthy You, hosted by Will Dean. Now, here's Will.
Hello, friends. Today, I'm excited to talk with one of my favorite people in the Coachella Valley, Mr. Tim Vincent. Tim is the founding president of Brothers of the Desert. I also serve on the board. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
I'm glad you're here because it gives us an opportunity to share with Coachella Valley residents what Brothers of the Desert is about. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about the origin.
Yeah, well, we organized maybe about 8 or 9 years ago, a group of black gay men who lived here or moved here or had been here for a while. And we wanted to just support each other and just kind of build a sense of camaraderie and community among ourselves. And even in doing that, I think we realized that more needed to happen and that the people that we were attracting in that first group of people that we were engaging with had so much to offer. I mean, really, just an incredible group of men that we realized soon that we could do a lot more than just, you know, just be hanging out, being social with each other.
Right.
And so we created this nonprofit organization. Yeah, and with a mission, I'll just say, with a mission to really support and connect black gay men and allies, you know, through education and advocacy and social networking. And one of the first things that we did, we didn't really know what we'd want to do as a group, but we decided that our first outfacing community thing would be a wellness summit.
Right.
And so we created that in 2019.
I remember that.
You were there.
Yeah, I was sort of blown away that there were, I think, 100 people, or close to 100 people who showed up for that.
Yes.
The first year.
Yes, which was unprecedented, you know, here. It was at the LGBTQ Center. I don't think they've ever seen that many people of color there.
Right.
And they were like, what happened here? And so I think it really gave us the sense that something, we had something, and that if we really created something that was really for the people, by us, and about us, and, you know, supporting us, that people would show up, and they did. And so we've been doing that every year, and we're going to do our 7th Wellness Summit on March 28th here.
And I'm very excited about that. Like the summit, mm-hmm. the organization itself has grown. How many members are there now?
We have over 100 members. So members, we're considering, you know, people who identify with black or African-American, with an African diaspora, and within the LGBTQ, you know, with the GBTQ plus community, and live here or reside here or, you know, spend time here.
Right.
And so that has grown tremendously. I mean, we're starting with, you know, just a couple of people.
A
handful of people. And we had monthly meetings, and we were like, okay. And then each month it has grown, and now we have maybe, I don't know, 40, 50 people at the meetings. They're in person and virtual the second Saturday of every month at the center. So that's also been an incredible thing to see.
Yes.
And to witness that people, again, are, if people, we're giving something to people, or people are getting something out of it, and we're giving back to each other too as a community.
Excellent. And before we get back to the summit, I just wanted to express and have you express that allies, of course, are welcome. I get that question a lot in the community. Can I come to this if I'm not a black gay man?
Right. Well, part of it is, you know, even in our mission, it's really about empowering black gay men and allies. It's in the mission of our organization. And then all of the events that we do are open to everyone.
Right.
And they're also relevant to everybody. I mean, a lot of the things that we do, people get a lot out of. You don't have to be somebody who identifies as black or gay or male to really get get a lot out of the many things that we've been doing.
Right. So on March 28th at the Renaissance Hotel here in Palm Springs, what's going to happen?
You're going to have a great day. It's going to happen. Anybody who comes is going to have a great day. It's going to be a number of workshops, so people can choose from 4 different workshops at 3 different times during the day by incredible presenters and panelists that are going to be talking about things like sexual health. There's somebody who's going to be talking about, it's called Palm Springs is Burning, about the history of the ballroom community.
And I love that one.
Really, it's going to be good. And people get to, you know, get to walk the runway. We're having 2 people who are from that community, who are like legends in that community, one from New York and one from LA, who are going to be part of that particular presentation. We're going to also have a keynote conversation with Nee Quarterly Quarte, and Keith Boykin. Both of them are political analysts, and they're going to be talking about Black Stories Matter and how we can continue to get our stories told in this time of erasure, which I think is a major, you know, and a significant thing.
Right.
And then there's going to be things like called Kiki Across Generations, like, you know, new school versus old school, and we're going to be talking about, you know, having intergenerational conversations with each other and
that's
what we can
so
learn.
Important.
It's totally important. I think that one of the things that's happened is I think people also have an idea that you have to be, I don't know, 50 or 60 to, you know, enjoy what we're going to be doing or older. And, you know, more and more young people are coming to the summit. And I think it's just important that we hear from younger people about what, you know, what's going on and how we can all, again, be connected and together in our, you know, our wellness. The just to say also the theme of this is building our collective resilience. So, again, it kind of matches kind of what, you know, the things I'm talking about.
Right. And I have noticed that more and more younger people are also coming to the membership meetings.
Yes.
It's
yes.
really exciting.
Yeah, it is. That's one fantastic.
So tell me, what are you hearing from people who attend the summit each year? How are their experiences?
I think that we get a lot of really amazing responses from people. And sometimes people are saying that they recognize that they're not alone. There's a lot of stuff about really feeling like my experience is being matched or mirrored or shared by the people who are there in a way that is powerful and they never thought they'd ever see.
Right.
I think that, you know, most of the presenters, but not all the presenters, are also members of Black gay community. And so to see this incredible range of really talented and incredible, you know, people, I think is also an empowering thing for everybody who's there. I also think that, you know, people return. It has a kind of like a little bit of like a family reunion kind of thing.
It does.
And so I think that there's something that's really nice about really feeling like you're regarded and you're going to be respected and everybody, again, is welcome. I know you just said this about allies, but really everybody is welcome there. And I think that that's something that people get a really strong sense of belonging.
And that really goes back to one of the initial reasons for starting the group.
Exactly.
You talked about building community
and
not feeling alone. I know that year after year, there are a number of brothers, members mm-hmm. of the organization, mm-hmm. who also participate in panels and mm-hmm. workshops. Mm-hmm. You want to talk a little bit about that? I've done that in the past, too.
It was great what you did last year.
It was fun.
It was great. You did a really great thing about allyship. It was really fantastic. So for me, as a person who's, you know, helping to kind of put this together in many ways, it was really important for me to invite members of our group to be leaders at some of these workshops and some mm-hmm. of the presentations. Because first of all, because they can and they're wonderful and everybody, and there's so many people in the group that are so capable of doing that. And then I just think it says something about like who we are and that we're, you know, leaders and we can, you know, support each other. So we have an interfaith leader named Perry Lang who's going to do a really interesting workshop about don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Is that the
saying?
Really, it's about, you know, religious constraints and spiritual wholeness. He's really talking about how do you balance those things and stay in your practice, whatever that practice is, even if it's been challenged, you know, in your history. So he's going to really talk about that, which I think is a great thing.
That's great. So many of us have had tricky relationships with the church, with religion. That will be an interesting one.
Yeah, and I think people really want to, I don't know, express themselves about that. I mean, because I think that sometimes people feel like they're being asked to, I don't know, sign on to something without being able to say, yes, it was hard, and I also want to continue to, you know, find my own sense of either religion or spirituality despite all of that. And so I think he's going to be talking about that, which is going to be great. Lorenzo Taylor, who you know is a writer and also just an incredible, you know,
very talented
speaker, and he's going to do something on a panel about Black LGBTQ history that Gil Gerald, who's also somebody who's an amazing historian and been around for quite a long time,
such an important part of our history as well.
Yes, he is. So he'll be on the panel along with Keith Boykin, who you know is a quite well-known and a New York Times best-selling author and a political journalist. He's going to be on the panel along with a young man named Reggie Benbow, who's from Chicago, an activist from Chicago, and we really wanted to have a balance of, like, you know, the younger generation and people who've been there for a long time. And then we're going to be also, they're also going to have Eric Woodsby. I don't know if you know him, but he does a program, a podcast actually, that's really great called Our Black Gay Diaspora.
Yes, and I've seen that.
It's fantastic.
It's
and
really
he does
good.
A lot of really great stuff. So he's going to be talking about how to keep history alive and what he does in his way of doing it. So I'm excited about all of them. I think that the problem sometimes is that they're, you know, you're like, you want to go to all 12 of them, and, you know, that doesn't always work out. But it's so good, and you can, you know, and we have ways where we, you know, record things and have different ways that people can engage in them if they miss something.
So, Tim, as you're describing it, I'm really impressed by it. Even though I've been to every one, I still get really amazed by what is actually going to take place. So when you think back to when you and the handful of brothers decided to get together, did you envision this actually happening?
Not to this level, really. I mean, I didn't even know if I knew it would last after a year. You know, I said about the center, and I remember, I don't know if you remember this part, but we had people meet at Denny's across the way, and I felt like, who's gonna come across the parking lot, and is anybody gonna care? You know what I mean? And I was like, oh my God, why did we do this? Right. And then each year, it feels like it's gotten bigger, and more people are wanting to present and wanting to be part of it. And it's almost been a little bit funny this year, because I would ask somebody, I'm thinking, I've been waiting for you to ask me, you know what I mean, like, to do this, because I've heard about what you guys are doing and I want to be part of it. So it's just really grown in a way that just is really beyond my dream, really. And so I'm so happy that we're continuing to do this. We do other things around that weekend too, so that's building as well. So yeah, it's been really pretty an amazing thing that we've been able to develop. And I also just say, I think it's unique. I don't know. There might be some other places that do something like this, but to have this in the Coachella Valley is just astounding.
Right.
So you can go to our main website, which is brothersofthedesert.org. Mm-hmm. If you go to our homepage, at the top of the page, you can click to register for this summit. We ask for a donation of any kind. We suggested $25, but it could be less, it could be more. We have complimentary lunch, so we're having lunch for everybody who's there. We do some, you know, coffee and muffins and stuff like that in the morning. So all of that will happen, and you get to see all of the, you know, the workshops and the presenters. And so I think it's a great, you know, experience and a great deal, and we want everybody to be able to come. We want to make sure that everybody can access it. So no matter what it is, you know, that people can do that. So that's that. Yeah, and then we have a free event on Friday, so a preview event. So that's also really great, called Meet the Speakers. And again, you can register by going to our website and looking at events. But that's a way we get people a preview of many of the people I didn't really mention, but some of the people I mentioned and other people who will be there.
And that's more of a social component.
Yeah, it's like you get cocktails and drinks at the, you know, and other things at the Renaissance at 5 to 7:30 on Friday the 27th.
27th. And is there going to be, I've heard rumors of a brunch on the following Sunday.
What did you hear? There is. There's going to be a brunch from 11 to 2 at the Riviera, so a different hotel.
Okay.
And they have it's going to be a soul food brunch.
Oh, fun.
It's going to be really good. Oh my God, the menu. Wait till you see. It's going to be really good. And they have a new chef there, a black man, who's going to be doing that and curating that for us. And then we have entertainment by Charlie Brown, who's also part of our community and a singer, and he's going to be doing his thing
We
have lunch, a brunch. And but that, you know, that's you have to pay for that, because that's
right.
That's food. So
yeah.
That's going to be $45.
Okay.
And you also can go to our website, and that will be there as well under events. But it's a whole weekend, so it's really great. You have the Friday night thing, you have this full-day conference, you've got a brunch. And then we added another thing where we're going to do, people had asked about extending the summit. They felt like, you know, could there be more, or could there be, you know, something that's a little bit different? So we're doing what we're calling an immersive workshop on Friday around storytelling. And it's going to be led by film director Patrick Ian Polk, and film director and writer Nathan Hale Williams. And they're going to be helping people to craft their stories of resilience. Usually it's around a health challenge and how they've met that. And so they can use that as a platform to inspire other people. That's what that workshop's about. That's also free.
Right.
And also at the Renaissance during the day.
Wow, what a great weekend. The focus being health and wellness, but it's also a cultural experience.
Mm-hmm.
When you bring in the music and the food and the storytelling.
Yes, yes. So one more thing, though. Now that you said that, I'm so excited. Another person that we have is Jason King, and he is the dean of the School of Music at USC.
Okay.
And is used many times in documentaries, especially about like black music, gospel music, or pop music. And he's going to be, his workshop is called Happy Feelings, and how the healing qualities of black music and our right to rest. So I'm so excited about that one too. I'm really thrilled about all the workshops we're going to be presenting. And yeah, and if people will want to come, I mean, you know.
Absolutely. How can you not come to this really great event? Even though I'm a little biased, I will admit that. But it truly is a great event.
Yeah.
And once again, where people can learn more information and register.
They can go to our website at brothersofthedesert.org, go to the homepage, click on Wellness Summit tickets. The other way they could do it is going through Eventbrite. It's wellnesssummit2026.eventbrite.com.
Okay.
So you can do either of those things. And we'd love to see everybody there, really. Everybody's welcome.
Okay. Thank you, Tim.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So you heard it. It's a great weekend starting March 27th and March 29th. It's the annual Brothers of the Desert Wellness Summit. Be there.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Healthy Desert, Healthy You. This podcast is a production of the Desert Healthcare District and Foundation in Palm Springs, California. For more information, please visit the website, dhcd.org. Our annual conference site is healthydeserthealthyyou.com. This podcast is available at most major podcast portals, including Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Audible, Captivate.fm, Spotify, and YouTube Music. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe.